Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're taking a dub siren framework and turning it into a clean, usable deep jungle atmosphere inside Ableton Live 12. The aim is not to make the siren huge for the sake of it. The aim is to make it characterful, rhythmic, and mix-ready so it sits behind the drums and bass without eating the track alive. This is the kind of sound you want in an intro, a breakdown, a first drop lift, or a sparse switch-up. It should feel haunted, ritualistic, and a little bit unsafe, but still controlled enough that the kick, snare, and sub stay in charge. That balance is the whole game here. Why this works in D&B is simple. A dub siren instantly signals Root's energy, tension, and sound system culture. But raw sirens are often too spiky, too mid-heavy, and too unstable in stereo. If you leave them untouched, they fight the snare crack, blur the break, and distract from the bass line. If you clean them properly, they become a signature atmospheric hook that feels authentic and expensive. So let's build it. Drop your dub siren sample onto an audio track in Ableton and trim it down to the useful phrase. If there's a long tail or a noisy lead-in, clean that up first. In jungle and old-school D&B, the siren usually works better as a phrase than as a free-running effect. Think one-bar stabs, two-bar call patterns, or a looping motif that can breathe around the break. What to listen for here? The first transient should have presence, but not be painfully sharp, and the tail should fade before the next drum phrase starts. If it's already spilling over everything, it's going to get messy fast. Now make a quick creative decision. Decide whether this siren is going to be an atmospheric bed or a call and response hook. If you want deeper jungle ambience, keep it lower in the mix, filter it more, and let it sit behind the drums like a haunted layer. If you want it to answer the snare or punctuate the break, preserve more upper mid bite and leave more rhythmic gaps between phrases. That choice matters because it changes how you process everything else. If you don't choose a job, you'll end up widening, distorting, and reverberating the life out of it without actually making it more useful. Start clean with EQ8. Put it first in the chain and remove the obvious problems before adding character. A gentle high pass around 120 to 200 Hz is usually a smart move, especially if you're working with a sub-heavy D&B arrangement. Then sweep for harsh zones. Often the painful edge lies somewhere between 2.5 and 5 kHz. Boxiness can sit around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. And if the top end is fizzy, roll some of that off above 9 to 12 kHz. Don't overdo the cuts. Keep the identity. What to listen for? After EQ, the siren should feel less aggressive, but still recognizable. If it disappears completely, back off the filtering. One notch too much at the wrong resonance can flatten the whole thing. Next, shape the tone with a simple Ableton chain, saturator into auto filter. Use saturator to thicken the siren a bit and take the brittle edge off the sample. You usually only need a modest amount of drive to start with. Then use auto filter to place the siren in the mix. A low pass around 6 to 10 kHz gives you a darker jungle bed. A band pass can make it feel more like a narrow transmission. And if you automate the cutoff a little over the phrase, you get movement without clutter. A great old-school move is to open the filter for the last half bar before a drop, then close it back down after the impact. That gives the listener a cue and creates tension without stepping on the drums. Now control the dynamics. If the siren has uneven spikes, add compressor or glue compressor after the tone shaping. Keep it light. You want control, not flattening. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1 is usually enough. Medium attack and release can keep the body alive while shaving off the annoying peaks. If the sample is jumping all over the place, use utility first to trim the input level, then compress gently. What to listen for here? The transient should still say siren, but it should no longer stab at you every time it repeats. If the compressor makes it dull and lifeless, ease off. For this style, too much compression can remove the danger from the tone, and that's exactly what we don't want. Now add movement, but keep mono compatibility in mind. This is where the siren starts to feel atmospheric instead of just processed. You can keep the core sound narrow or mono and create motion with automation rather than big stereo spread. That usually works best in jungle because it keeps the center anchored. If you want delay, keep it restrained. Short slap style repeats or tempo synced echoes can work beautifully, but high pass the repeats so they don't clog the low mids. You want the echo to land between the drum hits, not smear into the next phrase. A really useful workflow here is to duplicate the track and split it into two rolls. Keep one version dry and controlled. Make the other version more atmospheric with extra filtering, delay, or reverb. On the atmospheric lane, a chain like EQ8, saturator, Reverb and utility can do a lot. Just keep the reverb sensible. Think around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds of decay, with low cut and high cut shaping, so the tail doesn't fog the bass region or fizz out the top. The trick is clarity versus atmosphere. If the siren is sitting in a dense break section, keep the reverb shorter and darker. If it's for an intro or breakdown, you can open it up a bit more. Don't chase huge size if it starts fighting the groove. Now bring the drums and bass into the picture before you decide it's finished. This is the moment where a lot of good sounds fail. A siren that feels huge and solo can sit horribly once the snare and sub enter. Listen carefully in context. Does the siren mask the snare crack around 2 to 4 kHz? Does it sit on top of the kick transient or fight it? Does it crowd the bass line or leave it enough space? If it's fighting the snare, narrow the cut and soften the upper mids a little. If it's stepping on the bass, high pass a bit more and trim the low mids. If it's too quiet once the drums are in, add a touch more saturation before just turning it up. This is where you stop thinking of it as a cool sound and start hearing it as an arrangement part. Now automate the phrasing so it behaves like jungle, not a looped effect. Jungle loves motion in 2-bar and 4-bar units. You might start with the siren filtered and low behind the break, then open it up slightly on the next phrase, then cut it or let it echo into the following section. You can automate filter cutoff, send amount, clip volume, or even panning if the stereo image stays under control. A strong old-school trick is to let the siren answer the track in short bursts instead of running continuously. Those gaps create urgency. Silence is part of the energy. If the sound is sitting correctly, commit it to auto. Freeze, flatten, or resample it. This is not just workflow discipline, it's a creative move. Once the tone, filter, and reverb balance are right, printing the result helps you arrange faster and stop over-tweaking. Then you can chop phrases, reverse tails, or mute the first hit and let the tail carry into a new section. That's when the siren stops being a loop and starts becoming actual arrangement material. A few extra coach notes will help here. A dub siren only really works in jungle when it behaves like part of the track, not like a novelty effect. Before you process anything, decide what job it has. Is it a background ritual layer? A phrase-ending punctuation mark? A transition cue into a drop? A response to the snare? That decision shapes the whole chain. A useful habit is to test the siren at three levels. Very quiet, against the break, at the intended mix level, and slightly too loud, so you hear what it's fighting. That third check is powerful. If it only gets harsh when loud, the issue is probably upper mids. If it vanishes when quiet, it probably needs a touch of saturation or a better filter shape. If it clouds the snare even when low, you've got overlap in the 2 to 5 kHz region or too much tail. Also, know when to stop. If the siren already has clear identity in mono, no low-end clutter, no obvious snare masking, enough movement, and a tail that leaves space for the next phrase, then more processing is usually just decorative risk. At that point, arrangement gives you more than another EQ move. A 2-bar silence before the next hit can make the sound feel bigger than another 3 dB of reverb. That's a real jungle lesson right there. If you want a darker, heavier flavor, keep the core mono-ish and fake the depth around it. Use saturation for audibility, not aggression. Keep the reverb tail filtered and separate from the main signal. For a more confrontational vibe, preserve more upper mid edge and let the siren cut through like a warning signal. For an echo dub feel, keep the dry signal shorter and let the delay repeats carry the motion. The main thing is this. Don't let width and reverb become the whole personality. The core has to stay readable. So here's the recap. Clean the source first. Remove unwanted low end. Tame harsh mids before you add effects. Decide early whether the siren is a bed or a hook. Keep the core clear in mono. Use saturation and filtering to make it sit. Add motion with automation, not chaos. Check it against the drums and bass before calling it done. And if it already feels haunted, rhythmic, and controlled, stop there and commit. Now try the mini exercise. Build one clean dub siren phrase that sits naturally over a jungle break without masking the drums. Use only Ableton stock devices. Keep it audible in mono. Make a 2-bar version, then create one alternate version, either darker and deeper or more forward and aggressive. Then test both in context. That's the real goal here, not just making a siren sound cool, but making it work like part of a proper jungle arrangement. Go build it. Then listen back in context, and you'll hear the difference immediately.